Thanks very much, Jen DeSalvo. Steve Bertrand here. It's the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN, sponsored by Wintrust Chicago's Bank. Tony LaFreniere is in the studio. He's the executive director of the Schaumburg Park District. Tony, welcome to the Biz Lunch.
Thanks, Steve. Big fan. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, wait. So the kids are back in school.
Yes.
This is when the park district, you put your feet up, right? Things are over for a while.
We wish so. Our aquatic facilities are closed, but we're gearing up. Our before and after school program is in full steam ahead. We have over 1,000 people in the District 54 schools that we offer that programming through.
Do you have a down season?
We don't really have a down season. As a park district, we're very diverse with, three fitness facilities, indoor aquatic center, right. A lot of different amenities for different people. So we don't really have a down season.
When I was when I knew you were coming in, I was sort of thinking about what your mission would be or what the role or the job is like. And it seems like the park districts, more than most other sort of entities, have to be everything to everyone, right? I mean, the idea of specialized, I don't know if you can afford to specialize. You have people are going to come to you for all different sorts of reasons.
Yeah, we like to say we kind of define ourselves by our motto of take time for fun. You know, in this day and age of people being busy at work, being busy on their screens, we as the park district want to provide a variety of recreation services from your typical, learn how to swim programs, senior activities, seniors coming downtown to a play and dinner, fitness activities. And we've really done well in new offerings that have focused on fitness, getting both adults and kids outside and active.
So you touch everyone from infant all the way to elderly, right?
We really do.
And you're from Schaumburg?
I am from Schaumburg originally. My wife and I both grew up in Schaumburg. We ended up buying my in-law's house. So we're raising our family in Schaumburg. They go to the same schools that we went to, District 54, District 211.
That's funny.
My wife teaches, two blocks from our house at a District 54 school. So it's pretty cool to wake up every morning, be energized by making a positive difference in your hometown.
Well, I'm interested in that because it strikes me, and you correct me, but Schaumburg strikes me as one of those towns that used to be where nobody was from.
Correct.
Right? Where everybody sort of moved into.
Right. Yeah. Us, as we grew up, being raised there, we were one of the first families to come out, late 60s, early 70s. But now there's quite a few more people like myself that were raised in the community coming back and giving to the community. And again, I think when you think of Schaumburg, it's a town of a lot of pride in everything we do. We have a lot of great community partners, the village, the school districts, the library. So again, a lot of people are moving back to their hometowns and trying to invest in their own community that way.
So tell me about the continuity or the cooperation between city government and park district.
Yeah, we have a great working relationship with the village of Schaumburg. They're known as they're the second largest driver economic development in the state, only behind the city of Chicago. They're known for that. And then also Money Magazine ranked them as ninth best place to live in the community. So our partnership with them, it goes through different cooperative agreements. They're having their big September Fest event this weekend. We help support that and through giving them some picnic tables the event.
Right.
They have a great lineup this weekend. Everclear is going to be out on Sunday night.
Oh, no kidding.
10,000 Maniacs on Monday.
Wow.
And then on Saturday, have Elton John impersonator.
And so when it comes to working with the city and working with other government agencies, how much of government, whether it's state government, city government, impacts what you do?
Oh, I think a lot impacts what we do. But for us, it's really the partnerships through the local units of government. School District 54, as I mentioned earlier, our CASPER program is the before and after school program, so parents that are working have a safe and secure place by going to those. We have an intergovernmental agreement with District 54 to be able to provide those services.
I know that you're not self-sufficient, but you told me it's typical, a little over 50% of your money comes from tax revenue.
Correct.
Really thought it would have been higher.
Yeah, no, we really are trying to be self-reliant through fitness memberships, golf course. We have a beautiful 27-hole facility at Schaumburg Golf Club.
Right.
People coming out and making sure they pay for the amenities they use throughout the district.
And you're a Wintrust community leader. That's one of the reasons you're here.
We are.
Tell me about Wintrust and how they work with you.
Great partner. We have a number of different park partners, Amida, Pepsi, Lynx Technology, but Wintrust, as of late, the last 6 years, we've really developed that partnership. They're big supporters of different events, especially one of our foundation events is our 501(c)(3), the Schaumburg Park Foundation. Wintrust supports our Solstice event, which is a beer and wine festival, and about 1,000 people come to it.
Nice.
All proceeds go back to the foundation, which provides scholarships to people in the community to help them afford recreation programs they might not be able to afford on their own.
Tony LaFreniere is the executive director of the Schaumburg Park District. You talked about what you do for Schaumburg. What does the Park District do for you? Tell me about what it is that draws you to this job and why you love it.
Oh, it's a dream job. Again, me being from the community to be able to make that positive difference in the community. And it's about recreation. You know, I grew up playing in all of the parks and the facilities that we have, whether it was pickup basketball, skating on the ponds, or the, you know, Volkning Lake is a huge draw. So for us, you know, to make that positive difference, Bison's Bluff is a newer natural playground at Spring Valley. Again, trying, based on the premise, to get kids outside, use their imagination to play. It has a tree fort, has a climbing wall, a meandering stream. So again, for me, to be able to make that positive difference, we have a challenge course at Meineke Park, kind of a take on the Ninja Warrior. Again, you know, childhood obesity is ramping up, and we want to be a solution to that issue. And for me to come in and work, that's what inspires me every day.
Tony, it was great to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in. Thanks for the great work.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the opportunity.
It's the Business Lunch on 720 WGN.